Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
With the 10th pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the Washington Wizards select Johnny Davis from the University of Wisconsin.
Oh, my God. Is that the right jingle? Isn't that the NFL?
It is the NFL jingle, but it's the only draft jingle that I have, so that's the one we
Does the NBA
with.
Have a draft jingle?
I don't think so, but, hey, they should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Johnny Davis was the 10th pick in that 2022 NBA draft. You know, Johnny Davis was a really good scorer at the college level. Two picks later, the Oklahoma City Thunder selected Jalen Williams. You may have heard of him if you were watching the NBA playoffs and the NBA finals in particular. Look, the Wizards have had a lot of those, you know. The Ernie, great at trading, terrible at drafting. Nothing worse than Jan Vesely in the 2011 draft. I was screaming, and people who have been listening to this show for a long time, Tommy will back me up on this. I was screaming for Kawhi Leonard at numbers, you know, 5 or 6 or whatever the Vesely pick was. I had, for whatever reason, that year bet on San Diego State, you know, a half dozen times and stayed up late night watching, you know, him on CBS Sports Network or whatever network he was on. And I'm like, that guy's arms are the longest, and he's going to be a great NBA player. You know, guys like Wall and Beal, I mean, what else were you going to do? You know, I mean, if you really want to go back and find some missed opportunities, I think one of the all-time missed opportunities for the Wizards when they were the Washington Bullets, some of you are old enough to remember this, but in 1985, the Bullets had the 12th overall pick in the draft. This was the Patrick Ewing draft, the one that was, appeared to be fixed for the Knicks to get the number one overall pick. But the Bullets selected a forward from Wake Forest named Kenny Green. And with the very next pick, the guy that everybody was screaming they should have taken at number 12 went Hall of Famer Karl Malone to the Utah Jazz. But anyway, yeah, the Wizards have not been great at drafting over the years. It's not been their strength. They need it to be tonight. They need to land on a player. So let me talk about a few of these players. And by the way, if you want to weigh in, we'll open up phone lines, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Who do you want the Wizards to pick tonight? Do you have a favorite player that's projected in the number 6 area or the number 18 area, which is where their second pick comes? Is there a player that you're in love with that you really hope the Wizards end up selecting? 301-230-0980. 0980. So this draft, you know, it starts with Cooper Flagg. I'm a big Cooper Flagg guy. I think he does everything right. I think he is super high IQ. He defends. He is a brilliant passer. He can stretch. He can drive. He can post. He's got mid-range. He's got it all. You know, Cooper Flagg's going to be, I think, a very good NBA player. Is he going to be, you know, a transcendent, you know, franchise changer? I don't know, but he's as, I think, book it, he's going to be an absolute, at the very least, you know, star, if not top five superstar, as we've seen since Wembanyama. Wembanyama's at a higher level, I think. I thought Zion Williamson coming out was probably at a higher level. But I love Cooper Flagg. I am a big Dylan Harper fan from the very first time I watched him this year. You know, he and Ace Bailey basically were 2 and 3 in some order in every mock draft for the last 2 years, basically. And Harper and Bailey both went to Rutgers. And they couldn't turn Rutgers into a winning team this year, into a tournament team. And that's interesting, but the Big Ten was loaded. And, you know, and the Big Ten's a tough conference to get through, but I love Dylan Harper, and I can't imagine that he's not going to be the number two pick to San Antonio. And even though they've got guys like, you know, Castle and De'Aaron Fox, you take Dylan Harper. This guy's going to be a big-time scorer. You're talking about a guy who has some pedigree. His father was Ron Harper. His mother has been his coach, you know, in AAU and in high school. And his brother, Ron Harper Jr., was quite the player at Rutgers as well. I do like and spent some time last night watching some guys that I didn't see a lot of. I see a lot of Big Ten during the year, not a lot of other until late in the year and then in the tournament. But VJ Edgecombe is the best athlete probably in the draft. I mean, this guy from Baylor is a ridiculous athlete. He is an intense competitor and defender. Really like him. I know that everybody likes Con Knupple from Duke. I do too. I just wonder whether or not he's going to be able to handle, you know, the athleticism, the size, the quickness, the being able to move your feet. He's a super high IQ player. I like him a lot. I'm not a big fan, and he's only 18 years old. And I should have prefaced all of this with, we don't know anything, especially with the NBA draft, because you don't get a chance to see these guys for more, in most cases, than a year. It's really hard, unless you're really into it, to evaluate any of the foreign players. What's interesting about this draft is the number of foreign players projected to go in the first round. This is really the first time, it seems like to me, in a while where the draft is going to be dominated in the first round by American, you know, or I'm sorry, by college basketball players. They may not be American born. In fact, there's a player that I love that is Russian, and I'll talk about him in a bit. I'm not a big fan, though, of Fears from Oklahoma. I'm not a big fan of Ace Bailey. I've talked about him a lot, and I concede up front. He's 18 years old. Of course I could be dead wrong. And I watched him on a couple of nights where it's like, okay, I see why people are drooling over him and why he has consistently been after Flag either 2 or 3 in some order with his teammate at Rutgers, Dylan Harper. I just have this one lasting impression, and that is when Rutgers came to College Park, played Maryland, he was dominated by Derek Queen, by anybody else that played him, and he tapped out. He left the game, said he was sick, 4 points, and Maryland won the game pretty easily. Now, I also watched him at Northwestern put up 37 one night, and he's got incredible skills and talent. I just, that's probably not fair to judge him on maybe the worst night for him, but Derek Queen, to me, that night was the much better college player and the much better pro prospect, in my opinion, because I'm looking for basketball players and competitors. And again, it's one small sample, and I saw some good games from him, but that stuck in my mind. Like, I crossed him off my list. Sorry, but you're matching up with another potential lottery pick. you know, and they didn't guard each other the entire night. You know, I'm not saying that it was Queen that, you know, Bailey was guarding the whole night, but there were moments there, and Queen ended up with 29 and 15, and Ace Bailey ended up with 4 points and leaving the game with the sniffles. So that's hard for me to get through. There's also a lot in the lead up to this draft with no workouts, no pre-draft. You know, the pre-draft process wasn't, you know, certainly it was not very helpful to teams. And so, you know, there are some, you know, claims of immaturity, you know, with him. So we'll see how the NBA teams deal with that side of it, which we don't know anything. You know, we don't have access to how these kids are interviewing and what their college coaches say and what their AAU and high school coaches say. And that plays into it. I mean, Sam Presti, you know, has made a living off of drafting not just good players, but really good people and high character competitors as well, and steering clear of, you know, the malcontents. Not saying that Ace Bailey is that. I'm just not going to spend number six overall. If he falls to six, given his physical capabilities, that should be a red flag right there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I am a big fan of Trey Johnson from Texas. Big fan. He played in the best league by far this year. And this dude is fearless. In his very first game as an 18-year-old freshman, played Ohio State in the Hall of Fame. I think it was in Vegas. Put up 20 shots, made 10. And made 5 of 10 from behind the arc. He is a fearless, high-level, high-motor competitor. He can score any which way you want him to score. I'm a big fan of Trey Johnson at the next level. I think he's going to be a big-time scorer and a big-time competitor and a fearless player. In the SEC against the best teams in the country, night in and night out, this dude, as a freshman, was seeking the ball. He can catch off the he can shoot off the dribble. He can shoot off the catch. He can post. He's got great, you know, sort of rise and really good sort of apex, the very top, you know, arms extended, shooting, tough to block his shot. I love the way he drives. I'm a big fan of Trey Johnson, and I'm emphasizing him a little bit more than the others because this is a guy that I think the Wizards will have a shot at number six. He's 6'5". He's, you know, 18, 19 years old. He played at Texas, and I just think this guy looks like a guy that is going to be a big-time scorer and a big-time competitor. Really like Trey Johnson. Fallen in love with him over the last couple of times of just watching some of the highlights, and I certainly remember some of those games against some of those SEC teams. By the way, his worst night of the year was at Texas A&M. Buzz Williams, Terps fans, found a way to force him to go 2-for-13 from the floor. Other players... Look, Derek Queen is not projected to go number six, but if he did, I would have no problem with it. I'm a big Derek Queen fan. I would love the Wizards at 18 to trade up to try to get Derek Queen. You know, he and Bub Carrington are, you know, longtime friends. I would love to see him in a Wizards uniform. You know, he was called before he played his first college game, you know, a baby Jokic. And that's who he plays like. You know, it's going to be really hard to ever compare anybody to Jokic. Okay, he is the greatest. He's in the conversation for one of the greatest big men that's ever played the game. But the skill level, the feel for the game, the hands, the passing, the touch around the rim, Derek Queen's going to have an issue early in his career until he gets physically stronger on the defensive end. There were times in which you said, okay, nice job, Derek. Other times, teams really sought him out at the college level. You know, they seek Jokic out. Jokic is not a great defender, but he plays like Jokic. I'm not saying he is Jokic. For those of you that didn't see him, he plays like Jokic. He's 6'10", he's 250, he's... You know, got some baby fat. He's going to have to get physically stronger, but he's just the most skilled big man in this draft, period. Period. He can do everything on the offensive end, except some believe stretch the floor. But I think that's going to come. I think his stroke is fine. I don't think it's flawed at all. And you saw in the tournament, he hit some big threes. Hit two or three of them against Colorado State in the game in which he hit the game winner. I think he hit one or two against Florida in a game in which he, you know, in their loss was the best player on the floor for Maryland. Had 27, 28 points. He had some ridiculous games this year as a college player. I mean, unbelievable games. He was a double-double machine and just an outstanding passer. Great feel for the game. I'm a big Derek Queen guy. Here's some other guys I like. So there's a kid, Jaeger Damon, who played at BYU this year, 19 years old. He is, you know, he really played a lot of point guard almost for BYU, who is very well coached. If you don't know, in BYU this year got to the Sweet 16 where they lost Alabama. They beat Wisconsin in a phenomenal second round game, but they were so well coached by Kevin Young, who came from the NBA. He was with Phoenix and was an assistant in Phoenix and got the head job at BYU without ever having coached at the D1 level as an assistant or anything else. He was an outstanding coach and an outstanding guy for Jaeger Damon, who is 6'7", 6'8", looks bigger because of his, you know, he's got a thin frame. I would say that he is, if he's not the best passer in the draft, he's certainly among the best passers in the draft. This is a Russian who played this year on a very deep team, a team that could really score BYU. People are going to say, well, he didn't score a lot. He averaged, what did he average, 10 points per game, I think it was. Here, let me just pull it up. He didn't average a lot of points. Yeah, 10.6 points per game, 4 rebounds, 5.5 assists. But he's got incredible feel for the game. He is a phenomenal passer at 6'8". He can be your point guard. Now, he's got to get stronger. He's got to get physically stronger. But I think 3 or 4 years from now, the name Jaeger Damon is going to be a big-time name in the NBA. I think his ball handling is fine. I read somebody, you know, criticized his ball handling. I didn't think the ball handling was that bad at all. I also think he's got a great stroke, even though, you know, for the season, he ended up shooting, I think it was sub 30% from behind the arc. But it's a good stroke. He's going to end up being, I think, a good shooter. But this guy's going to end up being, you know, a 16, 10, you know, 8 guy, I see that. I love Jaeger Damon from BYU. And I'm talking about for the Wizards at 18. They might have to trade up to get him. I don't know. Other players that I like. I love Walter Clayton Jr. I don't get why he's projected to be so late. You know, he is badass competitor, big-time clutch, led Florida to the national championship. I think he's got some Lillard in him. I think his release is super quick. He can score from way out. I think he's going to be one of those long-range three-point shooters. I like Walter Clayton Jr. A lot. We had Bobby Marks on the show, and he mentioned the kid from Colorado State, Neek Clifford. I like him a lot. I like Will Riley from Illinois. I like Kalkbrenner from Creighton. He's going to be a big-time rim protector, and he can stroke it, too, at 7-1. And there's a kid from Wisconsin, not Tanjay, but Chucky Hepburn, who ended up playing, Wisconsin. I liked what Chucky Hepburn was as a college player. I thought he was incredibly competitive. I thought he could create his own shot. He's, for those that don't know Chucky Hepburn, he played at Louisville this year, transferred from Wisconsin to Louisville. He's barely 6 feet. He's got a lot of hair. But man, could he figure out a way to create space to get the shot off. Man, does he defend, and is he a relentless, competitive dude, and took so many big shots for Louisville. I actually, you know, he's a second-round guy. So is Tanjay, by the way, from Wisconsin, who really could score. But those are guys that I think are going to end up being on teams and end up being better players than they were projected to be coming out. But that's kind of the list. I mean, for the Wizards at six, unless they feel like they'd have no shot of getting Derek Queen by trading up, and that Queen's, you know, I've seen him anywhere from 8 to 16, so 8's not that far away, but I love Queen and I love Trey Johnson in terms of guys that I think will be there. I think Johnson really has a chance to be a big-time, you know, two-way score, defender, you know, badass competitor. In terms of, again, you know, I love Flag and I love Harper probably more than anybody. All right, if you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Who would you like to see end up in a Wizards uniform tonight? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the team980.com.
All right. Well, as you just heard, the NBA draft is tonight. The Wizards hold the number 6 and the 18th picks. Options at 6 tonight include guards Jeremiah Fears, Trey Johnson, and VJ Edgecombe. Forwards Ace Bailey and Con Knipple, and center Kaman Malawach. The draft gets underway tonight at 8. Keep it locked here on the Team 980 for our NBA draft show with Linnell Willingham at 7:30. Reds pitcher Chase Burns made his much anticipated debut last night. The Reds' second overall pick in the 2024 MLB draft struck out the first 5 batters he faced and becomes the 5th first round pick in last year's draft to reach the major leagues. The Nats, they fall to the Padres 4-3 last night. San Diego native Trevor Williams drops to 3-9 on the season, giving up 7 hits and 4 earned runs. C.J. Abrams and Jacob Young were the only players with multiple hits. They will close out their series versus the Padres today at 4:15. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 3:45. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things D.C. sports. And that is what's trending.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.